What's your reaction now to what you heard from Congressman Elijah Cummings? Let's get to Steve in Columbia. Hi, Steve.
Hey, C4. My question is up to him would have been, I've never met him. I've never met the president. I have no desire to meet them two. Why do they think they can decide what health care is good for me and my family, my neighbor, the guy driving next to me right now? They don't know my condition, my family's condition, my economic condition, or how my health plan affected me.
Because, Steve, it's unfortunately what happens here in the state of Maryland, at City Hall, at county government. They truly believe they know more than you. They really believe that in their heart and soul, which is so condescending and paternalistic, I can't describe to you on what level that angers me. But they truly believe, Steve, that you don't know what you're doing.
Well, does that mean I should put down this Big Mac and fries? Or how does I cope with it?
Steve, I guess what I'm saying is, well, I was trying to get the congressman to say, he's talking about the fact that the president will come up with a fix, is that it wasn't necessary to be broken in the first place. If people liked what they had, they should have been forced off of it.
You know what? They could have scored the biggest political victory ever if they would have just did the existing conditions and keep your kid on to 26.
Yep.
If they would have just did that, they would have been...
Well, not just. You can't do that, though, Steve, unless you have people shop across state lines. The other reason these premiums continue to be as high as they are is because the pools are so small. If you expand the pools, Steve, to include millions of people instead of hundreds of thousands, the rates come down.
Now, this might be naive. Is it the insurance people that are putting money on them not to do it?
Of course not. They wrote the bill, Steve. The insurance companies were in the room writing the bill with the president and Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi.
But if they were, why didn't they address tort reform? Because you have lawyers on the other side saying we got to protect our butts still?
You actually are coming up with solutions, Steve. You know, we don't do that here. We're not solution-oriented here, Steve.
We work for a living. That's why.
That's exactly why. Let's get to Barbara in Baltimore. Hi, Barbara.
Good morning, C4.
Yes.
How are you?
Great to hear you as well.
I haven't been well.
Thank you.
But in any event,
I'm praying for you. Go ahead.
Continue to do that. A couple of things. It's amazing that the congressman, with all due respect, would punt the ball to President Obama. I was amazed when he said that the president is making a speech today, as if that is comforting to anyone. This man has known since 2010 that this was going to happen. And I do agree with you that the insurance companies were with them writing the parts
of course
of the
they
film,
were.
But they were not in on all of it because
well they weren't enough of it they were in on the part once
I'm
they, they guaranteed
them,
but Barbara you don't have to blame them you don't have to blame them I do you don't have to blame them
it's a part of the law
Barbara I hear you
to drop. I mean
well we're talking about two different things here. We're talking about the policy dropping as opposed to the money they're making. I agree with you, they have to drop the policies,
but the policies dropping was a part of the law.
I agree with you on that.
They're trying to gloss over that now, but that's a huge part of it.
Of course it is. But what I was talking about writing the actual law, Barbara, is the fact that once I guarantee, Barbara, that you have to buy my product.
Well, they were going to sell it. So only insurance companies can sell insurance. I understand that part.
But that's
but going
huge.
Across state going across state lines, health savings accounts, and leaving the greatest health care in the world alone
correct.
Would have been the best way to start. And all of these navigators need to be shut down. The purpose of those people is to garner information, get information. That's why it's not working. It was a blessing that the website didn't work if people would see it that way.
Barbara, that's a different way to look at it. Let's get to Chad in Parkton. Good morning, Chad.
C4, good morning, my friend.
What are your thoughts, man?
I'm still speechless. I cannot believe that was Congressman Cummings on there. He sounded like a parody of a politician. He ducked, he avoided, as your last caller said, he punted. I couldn't believe he didn't answer any question with any substance at all.
But you know why, though? I can answer that question for you, Chad.
Why? You know why, but it was embarrassing.
But he doesn't know. Here's the problem. They are trying to defend something. When I say they, either Congressman Cummings or the Democrats, because a lot of Democrats aren't defending it anymore, Chad. You got Democrats bailing on this thing. But the ones that are defending it, they really don't know what happened. They're not Harry Reid. Harry Reid knows. Nancy Pelosi knows. But the other ones really weren't in the room to craft this thing. They really don't know, Chad.
Well, a man with Congressman Cummings' background and his years of service, I mean, with all due respect, he knows.
No, Chad, I'm telling you.
Well, I mean, he may not know the nuts and bolts.
Right.
But he knows this is a political mess.
Correct.
And instead of, you know, being honest with us and saying this is a gigantic boondoggle.
Cluster, you know what, okay?
Yes, and he just, I mean, it was almost like watching the show Boardwalk Empire. politicians. You know what I mean?
I love that show. I like that show, by the way, Chad.
Someone playing a role, and that's a guy who I may not agree with, but I've always respected. But that took a hit today. So,
well, Chad, look, I hear you. I hear you, and I, the congressman will answer that himself. Let's get to Douglas in Baltimore. Hey, Douglas.
Hey, C4, I thought you were going to play Michael Jackson because the guy was obviously moonwalking. Come on, just tell the truth and get it over with. I'm not going forward. I'm going backwards.
Douglas, when you have Democrats, that's why I eliminated the Republicans, because I'm used to hearing the Democrats, so the Republicans won't do this, won't do that. Take the Republicans completely out the way. Right now, Douglas, you have Democrats yelling and screaming about this, not Republicans.
And that's when you made that point. I almost fell out laughing because he didn't answer it. You take the Republicans out of it. You want to use them as an excuse that it's not working. Take them out of it and find out what else is not working. They don't want to do that.
And Douglas, at the end of the day, you and I both know nobody's going to get fired behind this. Nobody's going to be penalized behind this. $600 million just went down the toilet.
And they'll have a party.
Douglas, I appreciate the call.